Well, as part of our continuing series of getting acquainted with the off-seasons of the Eagles' 2014 opponents, we bring in Pete Doherty from the Green Bay Press-Gazette. And Pete, it has been a quiet off-season for the Packers, as is usual under GM Ted Thompson, but a little bit more action in free agency than we've come to expect in years past. Bringing in Julius Peppers, tell us about what he brings to the Packers' defense.
Yeah, usually it's dead silence in the off season for these guys. So this was a pretty big move for Thompson. I think they're hoping. Peppers is 34, so this is an old guy who's getting near the end. Probably he's a freakish athlete, so they think he's still got at least a year left in him. The contract is 3 years, but it's structured so they can cut bait after 1 year, depending on how things go. And I think they're hoping less is more. He played, close to 90% of the Bears snaps last year. You get the sense that they're probably going to play him almost, mostly on passing downs. And they're just trying to juice up their pass rush, which will help cover up, it covers up any weaknesses in the secondary, the better you rush the passer. They want to have somebody they can put, not necessarily at the outside linebacker opposite Clay Matthews, but just somebody on the other side of the line. So defenses have a little trouble sliding one way or the other, deciding on who they're going to block, because Matthews, they obviously, he's the focus of offensive lines, he's by far their best pass rusher and really their only good one.
So as usual, a lot of re-signings for the Packers: Mike Neal, James Starks, Sam Shields, B.J. Raji. Was there anybody who the Packers, you think, deemed the most important guy to bring back?
I don't think in that whole group, I don't think there was any one guy they felt like they had to get back. They were willing to, they drew the line of what they were going to pay, and they were willing to let guys walk. Raji is the most talented of that group, but if he'd gotten a really good contract offer, they were willing to let him walk. So I think aggregate, they brought back, even though they had a long free agent list, they brought a lot of guys back. I think Neal was, they liked the flexibility that he brings, because he can be an inside and outside rusher. He'd be kind of a poor man's Peppers, I guess. They're both going to play that elephant position. So I don't think there was any one guy who they felt like they had to have back. Just like with James Jones, they would have liked to have had him back, but Oakland offered more money than the Packers were willing to pay, and so they let him walk.
And I guess Jones is probably the biggest name that the Packers did lose. Not, I guess, a huge worry replacing that production with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, but who are the guys who are going to step into Jones' role?
Yeah, it'll be, Jarrett Boykin, who was a second-year guy last year, an undrafted guy out of Virginia Tech. He'll move up to the number three. He's got some ability. He's not, his straight-line speed is poor, but he's a big guy and a big target. And he actually, even though he's not straight-line fast, he runs okay after the catch. So, he'll get a lot of catches. The one guy, though, the wild card in all this is JerMichael Finley, the tight end, and it's sure looking like, even though McCarthy at the combine made it sound like Finley was going to get cleared medically from neck surgery, it's not looking like it right now. So I don't know if that's a playmaker, and that's a guy defenses had to account for and slant their coverages to. So that's, that was probably their second or third most talented, guy in the passing game last season. So that'll be a big loss, and that means tight end will be a pretty big need in this year's draft.
Well, you talk about the draft. The Packers have the 21st overall pick in the first round, one spot ahead of the Eagles. Is there any sense of where you think the Packers may be leaning there?
Yeah, there's a couple positions. I think the most likely would be either safety or inside linebacker. They need guys who would at least have a chance to start immediately at both those positions. They were both weaknesses last year, so if I were a betting man, I'd say they'll draft those two positions in their first three picks, and there's a pretty good chance they'll draft, one of the two at 21. You can't rule out a tight end if a guy like Eric Ebron, by chance, is still available there. I don't think he will be, but, that'd be somebody to think about. You probably can't rule out defensive line if the right guy is there. They've got, even though they brought Raji back, it's just a one-year deal. He very easily could be gone next year. And they signed a couple guys, but those were one-year deals too. So, you know, Peppers could end up being 1 year. So, you know, they could go D-line. But if I were a betting man, I'd think safety or inside linebacker.
Well, the Eagles and Packers both looking to make a move to the top of the NFC. They'll meet again in Lambeau Field this year. Hopefully this year we'll get Nick Foles and Aaron Rodgers going up against each other. Pete Doherty from the Green Bay Press Gazette breaks the Packers offseason down for us. Thanks a lot, Pete.
Yeah, thanks. Good to talk to you.